June 22. Now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away our sins by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 9:26. In the tabernacle, only the high priest could go behind the veil once a year. Even he could not go without the blood of the sacrifice. He used to wear special garments which were called garments of the glory and beauty. Exodus 28:2 and 4. There was the white robe. Over that, the blue robe. At the edge of the blue robe, there were golden bells and pomegranates alternately. Over the blue robe came the ephod made of five materials: gold, blue, scarlet, purple, and fine linen, woven very skillfully. Over the ephod, the breastplate was worn, the 12 stones on the upper part of it, and the Urim and Thummim underneath. All these garments speak of divinity. Before the high priest entered into the most holy place, he had to remove these garments of glory and beauty and put on white clothes instead. This means before he could take the blood of the sacrifice before God on behalf of the people, he had to become an ordinary man. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ never came into the world like an angel. He came as a man. Hebrews 2:16. He became like one of us. Had he wished, he could have come like an angel. But as an angel, he could not die on our behalf, because angels do not die. That is why angels cannot understand man's sufferings. The Lord Jesus Christ became like us in order to be our merciful and faithful high priest. The high priest had to go into the holiest with the blood of the sacrifices on behalf of himself and also on behalf of the people. This happened only once a year on the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, the people would gather from many far-off places, but they could not go inside the tabernacle. They had to stay outside. They had to confess all their sins by putting their hands upon the head of the animal of sacrifice. That animal signifies the Lord Jesus Christ. When it was slain, the high priest took the blood of the sacrifice behind the veil and sprinkled it on the mercy seat of the ark. Divine fire came down and consumed the blood, indicating that the holy God had accepted the sacrifice on behalf of the people and had forgiven their sins. Then the high priest came out of the Holy of Holies and declared to the people that he went behind the veil on their behalf to offer the blood and had seen fire come down from heaven. He declared that God had forgiven their sins. That was the happiest day for the whole nation. But none of these sacrifices could make man perfect, because they were only a shadow. Only the sacrifice of Lord Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. By offering himself, he perfects all those who come to him.